I know that's one of your priorities is fighting corruption. And you said you would restart the Moreland Act Commission that Governor Cuomo started to root out corruption. And then some would say he prematurely closed down. First of all, can you do that? Can you restart that commission? You don't have to start a new one?
Well, let me explain. When Andrew Cuomo shut down the Moreland Commission, it was a major moment. In fact, it was one of the reasons I decided to run for governor 4 years ago, because we have a serious problem of corruption in New York State that is really hurting New Yorkers.
And we've seen some of that play out in the convictions that happened just earlier this month.
Yeah, yes. I mean, the convictions showed that there are hundreds of millions of dollars of state taxpayer money that should be going to economic development that is so sorely needed in upstate New York, instead going to big donors. So this is a scandal not in the abstract. This is a scandal in people's lives. When Andrew Cuomo shut down the what we call the Moreland Commission, he did it in a press call, phone call. He never actually formally rescinded Executive Order 106, which is the way which he set up the Moreland Commission.
So you think he would need to have done another executive order to end it? So it hasn't ended. It's still there somewhere.
It's still there. And actually, 4 years ago, I wrote an open letter to Eric Schneiderman saying the powers aren't gone just because of a press conference. Continue to use those powers. Now, I can imagine that you'd see pushback from Andrew Cuomo. Maybe he would rescind the order. Mm-hmm. But if he did, you know that I'm independent enough that I would call for a new referral. In fact, a broader referral. We need a broad referral from the governor, and he has the power to do this, from the governor on public corruption cases. Because we cannot stand this string of stories of scandals of the people at the highest pinnacles of power. And it's embarrassing that we are relying on the federal government to investigate these cases. This should be the New York State Attorney General investigating these cases before they happen, using the powers of the office to stop the scandals before people are really hurt.
Okay, but the Attorney General is also the governor's lawyer, the state legislature's lawyer. As Attorney General, you would have to represent them in court, take their side on issues. Is that incompatible? How could you get along if you were investigating corruption?
Not at all. The New York State Constitution provides for an elected attorney general on purpose so that the attorney general responds only to her conscience, to the people of New York, to the law, and not to the governor, not to party bosses, not to the legislature. We can certainly work together, but we have seen in the last few decades the importance of independence in the Attorney General's office. We need to make sure that there's somebody who is willing, as I have been in the last 2 months, and I've called on the other candidates to join me, and they haven't, to call out the governor when he isn't acting on corruption, to call out the state ethics agency, which is really tied in with the governor when it isn't acting, to speak out for the criminal referral. These markers of independence are the markers that we need in the Attorney General's office.